Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Do you guys have a food or a place that once it's in your head, you must go, you must have it or your life cannot go on?
Yeah. My go-to Mexican joint. Like if I'm craving Mexican food, I have to get the enchiladas verdes.
It must be done.
It must be done.
For me, it's P.F. Chang's Mongolian beef.
I love P.F. Chang's.
Once it's in my head, man, that's it. There are no other restaurants anywhere in the city. For you guys?
Popeyes. I have no shame about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For me, if I'm walking down the aisle of a Publix and there's a buy one, get one free dessert of any kind, I must have it.
Of any kind.
If it just says buy one, get one free, that to me is the universe's way of saying you need this in your life. And usually it has to do with ice cream.
Treat yourself,
girl.
Yeah. For a couple of firefighters, there's this Chick-fil-A and it doesn't matter how hungry you are or if you're
working. Did you just say hungry?
You are hungry.
Doesn't matter if you're hungry or not.
Have you been talking to my 2-year-old lately?
These guys decided that they needed Chick-fil-A and they needed it badly, even on the way on a 911 call when a woman was suffering from chest pains.
A D.C. firefighter who, along with his partner, stopped for fast food while on a call was fired. Back in March, the two firefighter EMTs stopped at a Chick-fil-A in Northwest D.C. instead of responding to a call for a woman suffering from chest pains.
Listen, yeah.
To be fair, Chick-fil-A does have the fastest drive-thru.
It is.
They've been crowded sometime, though. But their excuse was they had already ordered it.
They'd already ordered it, man. How long can this take? We'll get in and we'll get out.
So they were already in line. It's not like they got the call and then got in line. They were already in line. They just opted not to get out of line to go to the call.
I don't know. I think they probably wazed it and said, where's the quickest Chick-fil-A?
Oh my God.
On the way.
As somebody who is in D.C. this weekend, I'm thrilled that my mom did not go into cardiac arrest.
Right?
Yeah, let's talk about this because you were going into the weekend. TikTok gave you this idea that, look, if you want a subliminal power over men, there's one way to do it and it's just so easy. So execute.
Yeah, the For You page, I swear, can read your mind. And I think it knew I was getting a little desperate. I was getting a little starved for male attention. And so when me and my mom made plans to go to D.C. this weekend, I could not strike out. I was going to D.C. and I was going to get hit on by a man. So as I'm scrolling through the For You page, Mo's over here giggling.
I'm listening.
Abby lost her groove and she needed to get it back.
Needed the groove back. And so my For You page, reading my mind, showed me a theory that had gone viral a while back and it resurfaced a little bit on my For You page. It's from an account called Girl Boss Town. She calls this the red nail theory.
I know guys are attracted to red nails, and I'll tell you why. It's called the red nails theory. I feel like tanks are SFK, but hear me out. Every time I have red nails, every single time a guy comments on it, it'll be like in the side of a FaceTime like this, and it'll be like, oh, I like your nail color. And I always thought red nails was like a grandma nail color. I was like, why the is he liking red nails? And then it hit me. In the 90s, when we were growing up, women had red nails a lot, especially like our moms. And I weirdly think guys are attracted to red nails because it reminds them of their moms when they were growing up taking care of them.
So this turned into a trend because not only did she announce the theory to the world, to the For You page, people were in the comments. People were stitching this saying, oh my gosh, when I met my boyfriend, I was wearing red nail polish. Last time I had the best night out at the bars, I was wearing red nail polish. So I was like, there's got to be something to it. And listen, I got nothing to lose. So I might as well go to CVS and get a $5 bottle of nail polish in the hopes that it's going to up my chances. And I got to be honest with you, I really thought I was going to go out and have to embellish something. But I got so much action this weekend.
It worked.
But I'm wondering if maybe there was something else I did that turned this thing into overdrive. Because, of course, I was there with my mom, and I was wearing red nail polish.
Were you also wearing clothes?
I was also wearing clothes. Okay. Minimal clothes, but I was wearing clothes. But my mom was also there wearing red nail polish. And I'm wondering if I hacked the system a little bit with, like, a cheat code, like XX, up, down, up, down, and their little worm brains by having my mom there with red nail polish and me with red nail polish. Because the whole theory is supposed to harken back to their childhood and remind them of their moms.
So I have a theory. Let me just run it by you. Is it possible you just were acting differently because you had the confidence of the red nails thinking it was going to work? So you subliminally kind of tweaked and had more of an attitude, which guys might have been attracted to.
Let me tell you why. So Saturday, we were having a very low-key day. We weren't going out. We weren't hopping around bars. We went to, like, the early bird special because my mom had to run a marathon the next day on Saturday night. So we're at this restaurant, which is sort of like DC's version of the Cheesecake Factory, just sort of like a very normal restaurant. And I'm sitting there next to my mom at a booth, and we're eating breadsticks or whatever. And there's a table to... It's like diagonally to my left. So it's in front of me to the left. And there's a young man there sitting there with his back to me. And I swear, probably about 25 different times during that dinner, this man turned his entire body around to make eye contact with me. And do I think it was the red nail theory? I think it definitely had something to do with it, because why else would you spend your entire dinner with your head on a swivel? Unless he was just really into my mom, maybe that could have been it too.
I just think your attitude can change. I mean, it's why some dudes go out and they get these really expensive shoes or suits, because it just changes your attitude. We've had Burt Show listeners on here also saying if they're going into a big meeting, sometimes they'll put, like, their sexy lingerie on underneath their business suits and stuff, because it just gives them a different confidence.
Kind of like guys with a haircut. I feel like that happens to me and my friends a lot. Like, you just, it's something about you get a fresh haircut and you do have a different aura or a different vibe about yourself. And I feel like you probably will have more women attracted to you on that day.
For me, it's heels.
Heels.
Yeah, I'm more confident when I'm wearing heels.
Oh. Well, keep you at that red nail polish on. So working. Keep going. Okay.
Well, you said you got action. Did you get numbers?
I did get some numbers, and I did dance with some fellas, which has been a hot second. So I got my game back.
Nice.
What happens now? You can never change your nails again?
Yeah, it's red nails from here on out.
All right, let's get some closure from over the weekend, because on Friday, she was thinking about busting the hubby who was going behind her back to buy a big ticket item and didn't run it by her.
So, yeah, they've been married for 5 years, and they do have separate accounts, but they also have a joint account, which they use for all of their expenses, such as rent, utilities, and groceries. But that's the accounts that they have separately, they've kind of always maintained as their personal expenses and discretionary spending. However, she just found out that a part of that is her husband planning on buying a truck behind her back, and he had no plans of letting her know about it until it was actually on the driveway. And she felt like for any financial decisions that are that big that she should be involved in and he should be involved in case one of them ever were to lose a job or something like that were to happen, she felt like they would both use their finances to help make sure that each other were good in the future. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to reach out to couples and ask, even if you do have your own personal accounts, should you talk to your significant other when you're making purchases such as big as a truck?
I want to get our show schedule Tommy on here because he's been married how many years?
My show schedule.
A show director. Yeah, that's
27.
Go,
27
go War Eagle. Still feeling that. War damn Eagle. That's War damn right. Hungover.
Just giving you a hard time. I've been married 27 years. Bro.
27 years.
Yes.
Okay, so explain to those in this very, very successful relationship and marriage how you guys handle that finances.
Well, I would never go buy a truck on my own. That's number one.
Oh, you guys both just got new vehicles, didn't you?
Well, no, she got a new vehicle that I've driven 99.9% of the time since she bought it. But I'm getting one in the spring. Mine comes out then, and we both know going in what we're doing because we do it together. I've had situations, my stepbrother and his first wife, note I said first wife.
Yeah, we got that.
Had separate accounts. Mm-hmm. And she would go to the club and leave him at home. And that would never happen in my relationship.
But money wise, is there a limit that you guys have, like, agreed to that if you're going to spend more than $250, you're going to run it by each other?
I think we run everything by each other.
Everything.
Yeah.
Every time you go down to the break room and get a honey bun, you run that by Renee?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about bigger purchase items. I'd say anything that at hundreds of dollars.
So you're going to buy tickets to a game, $500. You're running that by her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So here is the update from our listeners. I want to sincerely thank you guys for taking the time to read my email and offer your opinions. Always feels good to have your thoughts validated. So I'm glad to know that you all agree that large purchases should be mutually agreed upon, even if you keep separate accounts. Unfortunately, he didn't seem to care about what y'all thought. It didn't change his mind at all. In fact, he was angry that I was involved strangers on the radio in our personal financial matters.
We are not strangers.
We are not.
Mm-mm. I'm offended.
Even though we have never met. We are not strangers.
I apologize to him for that. He was probably right. Was he?
No.
I probably should have discussed our personal financial issues with anyone else, especially so publicly. Look, nobody knows who you are. You're good. However, it is hard to feel bad for my action when he immediately left our conversation and headed to the car dealership. Okay, see, I see what's going on here. Despite knowing exactly how I felt about it, he bought the truck anyway. Not only did he buy the truck, but he also added a bunch of upgrades that added thousands more to the price. Livid does not even begin to describe how I feel. Unfortunately, there is nothing I can do but just be angry. So I kind of feel like the dude used the excuse that she talked to us about it. Mm-hmm. To fire himself up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And go ahead and go above and beyond and get even the upgrade on the truck.
Sorry.
There's a bit of a childish reaction. But yeah. He certainly wanted them upgrades long before she came to the show for advice.
Yeah, he's just using it as the lightning rod to justify what he wanted to do all along. Yeah. And while I do think there is nothing you can do currently to be angry, you could go down to the courthouse and, divorce his ass. But that's just my opinion.
Well, we can fight fire with fire. She has her own account.
Right?
She needs to go out and buy something real expensive.
Sounds like the mature thing to do.
Buy a boat. Uh-huh. Go ahead, get a boat.
How do you think my relationship has survived for 17 years? Thank you very much.
The Burt Show.